First, there was Broadside Empires of Steel. You've already seen it on my channel. You can take various accurate, nicely scaled World War I era warships and set them against each other in historical scenarios, like the Battle of Jutland. But you don't have to play all 400 to 500 ships present, which is quite lucky because that would take forever. You can instead fight individual section, division, and squadron actions. And of course, you can name them, as has been done here, or you can leave them as just generic representatives of their class if you want to do a bit of mix and match. But the rules scale nicely, so if you want to recreate a specific historical encounter, like Emden versus Sydney here, you absolutely can do that. If you want to bring the East Asia Squadron in to support poor old Emden, you can do that as well. But of course, Sydney doesn't have to be alone. If there's an Anzac convoy out there, and say, for example, most of the Royal Australian Navy has come to help. Well, guess what? New alternate history scenario in the making. But coming soon, Broadside Dawn of Steel. And this will, of course, allow us to answer the most pressing question of the pre-dreadnought era. Who would win in a fight between the Kamchatka and her most feared opponent, the Japanese torpedo boat? But since ships in general in the pre-dreadnought era are somewhat smaller, you can do much larger scenarios. For example, here's most of the battleships present at the Battle of Tsushima from the Russian side, and here's all the battleships present for the Japanese fleet, plus a couple of extras which they'd historically lost to mines before. But hey, it's a tabletop war game. If you want to do all the battleships of the 2nd Pacific Squadron and all those of the Imperial Japanese Navy against each other, why not? It's the same level of fantastic detail, it's the same base, it's the same essential core rule set. Some small modifications have been made, but if you played broadsides, it's very easy to understand. You want to do a flagship showdown? Well, flagship showdown is entirely possible. There's Borodino versus Mikasa. There are some ships in Empires of Steel that were in existence during the Dawn of Steel period, so they will get their own rule cards. And similarly, ships that are being introduced in Dawn of Steel that were still around in Empire of Steel will get their own rule cards as well. The dividing point is, of course, 1906 with the commissioning of HMS Dreadnought. As you might have guessed, the initial focus of Dawn of Steel will be on the Russo-Japanese War, but other navies will get a look in as expansions and during the time of launch as well. And if you have an existing Empires of Steel fleet, well, don't worry, there will be a cheat sheet to allow you to do cross-compatible play pretty much immediately. As you can see here, I've set up the Black Sea scenario where Russian pre-dreadnoughts took on SMS Goeben. So if you're interested, keep an eye out. There will be more information on the upcoming Dawn of Steel launch very soon. And if you just want to see more of the models and how the system works, then, well, vote in the poll attached to this community post, because there's a few different options, and whichever one gets the highest votes, I will play out and put up on the channel later on. Thanks very much for listening, everyone.